to process the information that we're given and to make a decision at the end. In order to do that, we need to be focused, more than I am now, unfortunately, and also silent. And so, like at the last trial, I'm going to ask you to do your best not to be distracted by your phones, your computers, or your neighbors. I was an elementary school teacher, and I have to say at the last trial, I had some flashbacks of correcting children who were speaking during my lesson a lot. And so I ask you to do your best not to act like my third graders, but to act like the adults that we are, and just control your own voices when other people are speaking. And if people around you are distracting you, please be assertive and help them control themselves so that I don't have to constantly be pointing my finger. Audience, you're an important part of this process as well. We decided to have this as a public meeting. You're observers and witnesses. And so that's a very important role, to see our process, to see our behavior, and to see the decisions that we make. So thank you for being here and serving that role. Both audience and board members, because our role is jury and observer, mostly we are silent tonight. And I know that's hard for a lot of us here. But be prepared. Your job is to listen. If you have things to say, mostly you'll be writing them on post-its and passing them my way. Okay, I think that's my big prologue. We're going to start with the reading of charges. So, Adrienne, I think... Adrienne's going to pass out the charges, and then Deb, we're going to do it like we did it the last time. So she'll read one, and then Bob will have a chance to plead, and then we'll read the next one, and he'll have a chance to plead.
Point of information.
You're out of order.
Then I have to be able to clarify. I don't understand the difference between a witness and a rebuttal witness. Yeah, have a seat. We'll do it. Deb, can you please read the charge?
You want me to read the charge?
Yes, because you're the secretary.
Charge and specification. Charge. Conduct tending to injure the good name of his organization.
That's it?
Okay.
Bob, how do you
plead? I enter no plea on that. I believe that's the ultimate decision of this body to make.
Okay.
I think legally you have to treat that as a not guilty, but I'm not going to say it's a not guilty. I'm going to say this body will make that decision.
No, I don't intend that.
Go ahead. Deb, can you read the specification? Deb, can you please read the specification?
What? Okay. Specification, in that on April 12, 2017, in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation at the Montrose Center, 401 Brainerd, Houston, Texas, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration towards a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly.
How do you plead?
As I've consistently held since the beginning, I'm guilty.
Okay. So because there's one not guilty plea, or however you worded it, we're going to continue with the trial. So we will begin with the opening statement from the prosecution. Are you?
I don't want to yell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And each side will have 7 minutes. I'll start.
Before we start, I just want to direct everyone to the slides as well.
I'll start when you start.
I'm doing it. Tanya, you can too, of course.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Every organization has rules of conduct to foster and maintain a work environment that is free from hostility. In this spirit, Robert's Rules adjust its injurious behavior in the following way. It says an organization or assembly has the ultimate right to make and enforce its own rules and to require that its members refrain from conduct injurious to the organization or its purposes. No one should be allowed to remain a member if his retention will do this kind of harm. And it says in any society, behavior tending to injure the good name of the organization is a serious offense, properly subject to disciplinary action, whether the bylaws make mention of it or not. Serving on this board is not a right, it's a privilege. And as such, the privilege can be removed when the body decides that an individual's actions are detrimental to the board's mission. Our bylaws state that we are to actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the station serve a diversity of all people across race, class, sexual orientation, etc. To help build collaborative relations with organizations working for similar purposes. A public Nazi salute done by a board member only serves to push away underrepresented communities and make collaborative relations with like-minded organizations impossible. When people are made aware that this type of behavior is allowed to exist at Pacifica, they will cease to want to be associated with us. It is the ultimate symbol of hatred and intolerance, and no reputable organization would want to be associated with it. The Pacifica Foundation mission states that we should promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. This foundation is dedicated to social justice and the study of the sociological reasons behind the resentments between the various segments of our population. How can we condone or excuse one of our board members using one of the most recognizable symbols of racial and religious antagonism in modern history? If we can accept this behavior instead of trying to understand these antagonisms in an effort to create a better world, we become antagonists. We cannot allow this. Our reputation is at stake. Now, if Mr. Mark's former statements on the matter are any indication, he might try to make this about Nancy, but this is not about Nancy. It's about holding us accountable. It's about holding each other to a minimum standard of behavior. It's about having zero tolerance to hate speech in the boardroom and to anyone who engages in it. Let's remember one very important thing. At the time this happened, Nancy was a listener member who was exercising her right to speak freely before the assembly during public comment. And Robert Mark was a board member representing KPFT and its values and mission. Board members are not supposed to interact with the public at all during public comment. This is a time when we're supposed to sit and listen. We might have to sit there and take undeserved wrath, fury, attack on our characters, etc. The public can be passionate as it wants to be, and our mandate is to simply listen. We don't respond, and we definitely don't ridicule or disrespect our public, no matter what. We owe them that. They care deeply about our station, and they pay our bills. Another thing you might hear during this trial is how Mr. Mark has done some good things for Pacifica. The prosecution willingly concealed this, and there is no sense in espousing Mr. Mark's virtues because that is not what this trial is about. To put it clearly, Mr. Mark is expected to do good things as a board member. He is also expected to do no harm and to not tarnish the good name of our organization. He has failed at this and should be held accountable. Our society does not work on a Brownian point system, where if you do this many good things, then you have earned the right to call someone a bitch here and there, use a racial slur, or throw a Nazi salute to a woman of color. That's not the way it works, and thank God. We might also hear Mr. Mark state that he didn't have the intent to harm anyone by his actions. Well, all I can say to that is that hate speech harms people, scares people, devalues life, and in this case has created a hostile work environment for Jews, people of color, and other minorities, as well as counteracting diversity and inclusion initiatives. Mr. Mark should have known this when he threw up his hand in a Nazi salute. Lastly, we might hear that Mr. Mark did not think of Nazis or Hitler or World War II when he did this Nazi salute. We might hear him call it a Trump salute. There is no such thing as a Trump salute. If there were such a thing, it would not look the same as a Nazi salute. And frankly, it is not in any way, shape, or form plausible that you can do a Nazi salute and not know that you're doing a Nazi salute, period. So if testimony goes in that direction, please use your common sense and disregard that nonsense. Eyes are honest for this, eyes that aren't even here tonight. I know this for a fact. Our reputation is at stake, and what we do with this vote tonight will say who we are as a board and what we stand for.
I'll start when you're ready, 7 minutes.
Do you have the microphone?
I'll start when you're ready, 7 minutes. Would you like the microphone?
7 minutes.
Would you like the microphone?
No, I can talk loud. Everybody can hear me, can't they?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll go with not microphone.
Okay.
Okay. Like I said in my plea, I did it. And just so there's no mistake, I did this for about 45 seconds, directed at a member of our membership that I believed I had a legitimate grievance against. I apologized for it. I admitted that I did it, and I showed that I was willing to atone. And yet we have spent hours and hours and hours trying to put together this farce that could have been handled upon my plea of guilty with going to the punishment phase directly. Now, as a lawyer, I can tell you, someone who's willing to admit they're wrong, apologize, and atone for it, usually gets a break in the punishment phase of a trial. You can let your conscience apply to that. But I just want there to be no mistake. I did it. I've always said I did it. I'm not going to go into why I have a grievance against this member. I am not a Nazi. Furthermore, it has nothing to do with gender or race. It has to do with a history of grievances I have where this institution, not the individual, this institution has prevented me to have due process on my legitimate grievances, which led to my frustration and a very stupid mistake. That's it.
Can I clarify one thing with you, just so we're clear? If you, to move straight to penalty, we would need two guilty pleas, but you want to keep the pleas as they are.
Well, I think that that's the ultimate issue,
okay,
is whether or not my conduct is a tending to injure the good name of the organization.
Okay.
Although I think maybe we could discuss this. I think the language in the bylaws is something to the effect of the detriment of the organization, not the good name of the organization.
Okay, well, we'll continue as planned then. We're going to begin the trial. Prosecution witnesses happen first. Just to clarify for everyone, the way this will work is the counsel who calls the witness will have 5 minutes for direct questioning. Then the other counsel will have 5 minutes for cross-examination. Then I will read any questions that I've been given by the board, if I find them in order. Next, the Bob and Adrian can decide if they need rebuttal minutes to ask more follow-up questions, and I'll give them whatever the max amount of minutes is that they ask for. Unlike the last trial, I'm going to limit the board questions to that period in between the initial questions and the rebuttals, just for time and efficiency purposes. So if you have questions for the witness, make sure you get them to me before rebuttal questions begin. And post-its and writing utensils are in front of you. Adrian, would you like to call your first witness?
Nancy,
where do you want her to sit?
Come now?
Would you like the microphone?
Do you want the microphone?
Well, is it closer to it?
No.
It might be better not to have it in front of the baby. You don't want to hear that amplified.
Yeah. Answer question or just talk?
Adrian is going to. I'm starting 5 minutes.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. We don't need to exacerbate this. Can you just please tell us your story, how it led up to this incident,
and what you were doing at the time.
Okay, I think this was in the summer. I'm not sure. I think it was June.
Bring it closer to you, but not too close. There you go.
Okay, do you hear my breath? In the summer, it was a LSB meeting, and I was using my right of public comment. And I'm sorry, I cannot remember exactly what I was talking about, but I do remember just before the Nazi salute, I remember what was being said. And I was pointing out about the lawsuit of William Crozier and Robert Mark against the Pacifica Foundation. And there are two other plaintiffs as well, Yamant Leakey and Chandra Hopman. Okay, and I was saying this is, in my opinion, unnecessary lawsuit. I think you call it frivolous lawsuit. And even a frivolous lawsuit is very draining of our funds. So I was asking Bill Crozier, please pay back the money that was lost for legal costs for that lawsuit from June of last year until April 22nd of this year. And so that was technically while he was the executive director, interim executive director at the end of February. So I said, Bill, pay it back, pay it back. Then I went to Robert Mark, and he was on the left, and I said, Robert Mark, pay that money back, pay it back. And then he saluted me with a Nazi salute. And I was not frightened by that salute at all. And I never lived with fear. So I really feel like I needed to learn a lot, and I am learning a lot from this experience, because I was the only Asian in Ritchie Elementary, Jackson Junior High, Pasadena High School, the last year a Chinese boy came in. I mean, I was the only, and you're not going to be picking on just one Asian, you know. So I really had it easy. And then all my father's friends, most of them were white, and they wanted to pick me up. So I always got to get picked up on the shoulder. So I had it very easy. Now, I can imagine if I were transgendered, or if I was a black transgender, and or if I were Jewish, or if I were a gypsy, or I cannot imagine. But it made me think, and I'm so glad this has been brought up, that we shouldn't, brush off these kind of things that go on. We need to protect our people at KPFT from verbal and that kind of gesture, which doesn't belong to KPFT. That's all I have to say.
No further questions.
Nance, you're not done. Okay, no questions. I've received no questions from the board. Is anyone working on one? Susie, are you? No.
No.
Adrian, I assume you don't need time for rebuttal. Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Adrian, you can call your next witness.
Hi, I have a loud voice, much louder than Nancy.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the board and the audience what your reaction was to it and why?
Well, we were at a board meeting, and I know from experience this board has always been contentious and gotten away with racial slurs and sexist slurs. Because of my position in the community, I am always cognitive to watch for these slurs. The board, in my opinion, did nothing to Hank when he called a black man a boy. The board did nothing when another member insulted a woman asking her if she was on hormones. The board did nothing to another board member when they insulted Nancy about playing with her chopsticks. So the board has a history of discrimination. And when Nancy was standing up, Nancy talks too fast for me, so understand all that she's saying, but I know she's very passionate, and she was exercising her right as a community person to say anything to this board that concerns KPFT. If we can say anything about Nancy, she keeps up with the finances. She probably knows more about the finances than any other person. I don't feel like everybody's listening to me.
Stop the time.
Yes.
Do they have to?
Come to order. Bill? Deb?
What?
We're waiting on you.
I can't hear you.
We're waiting on you to stop talking.
Okay.
So, anyway, Nancy knows a lot about finances, and even though y'all may not agree with her, you have an obligation to listen to her because she probably has a point in what she's saying, whether you agree with her or not. And she was talking about finances. The board was shaped something like this a little more, and I was sitting in a chair behind Mr. Mark at a table because I work on the computer. And Nancy pointed toward Mr. Crozier and said something, and then she directed a remark towards Mr. Mark and said something. He immediately threw up a Nazi salute. And I looked around, no one said a word. No one! And it just amazed me that I was in a room of grown people.
Come to order, please.
That run KPFT, and they didn't say anything. So I got up and said something.
What did you say?
I said, the man just gave a Nazi salute. What are y'all going to do? And no one said a word. And I picked up my table, picked it up, and moved it and said, I'm not sitting next to a Nazi. Now, I might point out, this was not the first time he insulted someone that night. Ted was saying something. I can't remember exactly, but it was something about blacks, and I clapped. And someone said, she can't clap, and Ted said, oh, leave her alone. Mr. Mark, and I didn't know Mr. Mark then. I didn't know him from Adam's house cat. He turned around and said to me, why are you clapping? You're white. And I thought, that's odd, you know? And then it was after that that he gave the Nazi salute. So after I picked up the table and physically moved it, because I'm not going to sit next to someone that gives Nazi salutes, Miss Allen came over to me during the, because the meeting continued. And Miss Allen came over to me and started talking to me. And I said, we can't talk in the meeting here. Let's walk out. So we walked out the door, which was shaped just like this. And she proceeded to explain Mr. Mark's behavior. He wasn't really doing a Nazi salute. Nancy was very incorrect in what she was accusing everybody of. And I told her, I don't care what Nancy was saying. I could not care less. What I do care about is someone on the KPFT board giving a Nazi salute and no one doing anything about it.
As a member of our listenership, do you think, and this is a personal question, that any of the board members should ever be allowed to express themselves in that manner?
No.
And how does it make you feel as a listener member who devotes a lot of time to the station, a lot of energy? How does it make you feel about us as a board?
My honest opinion, I feel like you're a bunch of crap. I don't feel like that you're worthy of being on the board to represent KPFT. Every one of the board members should have jumped up and demanded that Mr. Mark leave the room. Every one of you should have.
Was he angry when he did it?
I have no idea. Like I say, I did not know the man before earlier that night when he turned around and asked me why I was clapping because I was white, which I considered a racial slur. Once again, I have to say this board has a history of allowing people to get away with this stuff. The day that Hank stood up and called a black man a boy, the board should have erupted. the day that another person stood up and asked another woman, oh, she must be on hormones, the board should have erupted.
Come to order.
Who?
Come to order.
The day that someone told Nancy, let her go play with her chopsticks, the board should have erupted. So the board has a history of wrong tolerance.
Come to order.
This is going to have to stop. Mr. Mark has cleverly, and the board has allowed it, to delay this hearing. I dispute when he gave his opening statement and said, I pled guilty and I said I was sorry. No, he didn't write it first. The next month he came back and he said it was a Trump salute. The next month he came back and I believe your brother had passed away or some tragedy in your family. And that's why he was upset. So he had a month between to decide his defense. He did not. If he had been sorry, he would have jumped up that night and said, I did wrong. Let me take the consequences right now.
So no apology that night?
No, there was no apology. The only thing that I got was from Miss Allen defending him and blaming it on Nancy. And I told her, no, we're not going to go there. Not only did she do it that night, she stopped me several other times and continued on. And now she doesn't do it anymore. I think she realizes how I feel. I gave the board three...
You're out of order.
Can I be able to rebut?
No, you're out of order.
I gave the board 3 months, and I spoke before the board three times to do something. The board took no action. And I warned y'all I was going to go public. The board took no action. But I'm not surprised the board didn't take an action because the board at KPFT allowed someone to call a black man a boy and it got pushed under. Allowed someone to make a discriminatory remark against a woman and against an Asian woman and it got pushed under. So I blame the board, every one of you, as much as I blame Mr. Mark. I was asked long time ago when this first started, what do you think the consequences should be for Mr. Mark? And I said then, I think that he should be able to take training at the Jewish Community Center. My granddaughter's gone through that training. Isn't it amazing? She doesn't throw up a Nazi salute. And I said, I will be all right if he apologizes and taking that training. I retract that statement. I want him off the board. I want him out of this room. I want him off Pacifica. Because he does not represent anything that should be at KPFT. Since he has craftily delayed everything, everything switched over at KPFT. And now these racist, backwards people are in charge, and they're allowed to be in charge. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. So if y'all don't do something, I guarantee you, you're going to lose KPFT, which, from what I understand, may be someone's design. But this is not the way. I have been in Houston 45 years, and I have been around KPFT. I don't know, have y'all gotten too old? And I have made speeches in front of the board before about how old and white you are. I don't even think the board should be allowed to have this percentage of white people on it because it does not represent Houston. Houston is the majority Hispanic. Raise your hand if you speak Spanish or if you're Hispanic. See? That's not the majority. And so that bothers me. Where are the openly gay people or transgendered people on this board? So this is a problem. This is a real problem, and if y'all don't do something about it, I don't have any recourse but to go public again. Because it's obviously not working this time. Y'all want to be nice to Mr. Mark. He wasn't nice that night. He's an intelligent man. An intelligent man. He knew darn well what he was doing. He got angry, perhaps. I'm not saying, I don't know what his problem was. But he gave a Nazi salute. And if he wants to call it a Trump salute, let's look at Trump's regime. What he's put into, he calls white nationalists okay people. So that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm sorry?
Bob, you have 5 minutes of questioning.
When did I call white nationalists okay people?
I didn't say you did. I said Trump did. I said Trump did.
Okay, I just want to clarify that.
Okay. Trump, I said you were given you excused yourself by giving a Trump salute, and Trump called white nationalists okay people.
No. I just want to ask you one thing. Were you present the night that Hank Lamb used the racial slur?
No.
Did you not see this board immediately go into an uproar and sanction him?
What I did see, I worked with Hank on the prison show. What I did see was that next Friday night, him bragging about getting away with it. And he wasn't going to go to sensitivity classes. And allegedly, the black man that he gave the slur to has forgiven him, so everything's all right. So that's what I encountered. And I also encountered Dewey, rest his soul, tell me that nothing would have been done that night had the bitch not stood up, the one that can't speak English, and said something. And I told him, you open your mouth again, I'll press charges against you if you make it out of this room.
My recollection is that the victim of that assault immediately said something.
Question.
And I think the board was question. Unanimous. And
Bob, you need to ask a question.
I think what you're debating with me. I don't have a...
Well, I'm only defending this board because you refused to have not caring. I don't think you need to ask a question. With regard to that event
objection.
That I have admitted to.
Bob, you need to ask a question.
My statement is, I don't have any questions for you for those events for which I have admitted to.
Okay.
Apologize for
so, I have no questions from the board. Does anyone need rebuttal time? Did I have a question?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We reserve cross.
Question.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to put my back
on. No.
This is not a question, so I'm not going to ask it. I will say it, and if you can challenge me. You don't have to answer this, Pat. Bob had his back to most of the people on the board, could not see what he did. We did not see what she saw.
I will answer that. That's a lie.
You don't have to because it's out of order.
That's a lie.
I'm just reading it so people can challenge me and be transparent mm-hmm. about my decisions. Do you need time for rebuttal?
That is not a lie. I could not.
You're out of order. You're out of order.
To me.
Then write a question. Do you need time for rebuttals? Okay, thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Adrian, you can call your next witness.
Matthew. Mr. Mark used hateful speech in the boardroom as a listener member?
Yes. At a meeting, I apologize, I don't remember the date of it, but it was the night that everybody gathered to hear Mr. Crozier describe what was on the table for finances maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago. there, I was sitting directly behind Mr. Mark, and there was another board member, a male, who was confused as to something that was being explained, and multiple people were trying to explain to this member, and there was frustration in the room. And Mr. Mark starts getting more frustrated than anybody else, starts rocking back and forth, and he exclaims, "What a whiny little bitch," referring to this member who's a male. Now, in this room was a majority of women that were board members. And I could not believe that somebody would have such disrespect for other members that have been elected to this board duly, and just in general, that sits as a public face of Pacifica, the volume.
That's it.
Thank you.
Your statement is I was pacing back and forth, getting angry?
Rocking.
In what?
Rocking, not pacing, obviously.
Oh, rocking, okay.
Agitated in your chair.
Well, or I could have been in pain, but since I've never heard of this story before, I'm at a loss. But yes, I rock in my chair when I'm in pain.
Objection.
I'm in pain when I sit too long.
Objection. Mr. Mark, with all due respect, he will have the time to be his own witness and to say all the things that he wants to say. This is for questioning. And so
then I have no further questions for this witness.
Okay.
I have no questions from the board. Is anyone working on one?
I am. But it can wait for a bit.
It has to happen before the rebuttal questions. That's what I said at the beginning of the meeting. No, you have to write it. It would help if you said at our table then.
What?
When was it that you witnessed these things? At an LSB meeting or at a finance meeting?
It was an officially sanctioned LSB meeting. It was on a Wednesday night at the Montrose Center. And if you give me a moment, I could tell you exactly what night that was, but it was the night that everybody gathered to hear Mr. Crozier discuss the current financial state of Pacifica, what the options were, just getting people in the loop as to what was going on. Obviously, Mr. Mark doesn't seem to argue that night occurred, so. But I can come up with a date if you'd really like me to.
I'm waiting for a question, so feel free to look over.
This is for him based on his opening statement rather
is
than.
Is it for Matthew?
No, it's for Robert. Okay. I'm sorry.
Do you all need time for rebuttal? Question is for Matthew, Jim. Thank you for being patient, Matthew. Thank you for maintaining order, everyone. This was a nice moment of silence. Did Robert Mark acknowledge this action?
No. I guess I don't understand how he would acknowledge it. He's the one who made it. I asked for clarification.
That's not a question, Jim. That's a statement.
It helps with the question.
I will read it, and y'all can decide if he wants to answer. It says, he stated he did not. I'm not reading it and asking Matthew to respond because it's not a question. Please write questions. It said, did Robert Mark acknowledge this action? I'm not going to read things that aren't questions, so please do your best question words.
I challenge you on the
I already read it, Jen.
You said you would read it.
I said.
He's wanted to challenge
you're out of order. I read it.
We challenged the ruling of the chair, and then we voted on it. You said that at the very beginning.
Who would like Matthew to respond to the statement, he stated he did not? All those in favor of, all those in support of the chair to say he does not need to respond to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those who want him to respond to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My ruling stands. Did you find the date?
Sorry, I haven't found it yet. It's hard to search for it. It was an emergency meeting, it must have been in October.
I can't hear.
It was in an emergency meeting in October.
We can find it. We're going to move on. Okay. But thank you, Matthew. Adrian, can you call your next witness?
Why can't he answer?
I'll have to answer it.
Adrian.
Find it and we'll answer it.
You're out of order, Jim. Go ahead. Call your next witness.
It was on Monday, November 6th.
Call your next witness, Adrian.
Ted, please.
Thank you, Matthew.
One question for you. Can you tell the board and our listener members about the anti-racism and diversity group and Mr. Mark's role in it?
Yeah, there was a long story. One question, a long answer.
Okay, keep it short, please. I mean,
that's
you have 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
There was a conference at the very beginning of the period of time when Pacifica rewrote the bylaws, and it was held as a part of the National Board meeting in Berkeley, California, and also in San Francisco, California. And out of that meeting, there was a admonition for every local station board in the country to form some kind of an anti-racism and diversity committee. I was both at that conference where the whole thing got started, and then I came back to Houston and was a player in starting the anti-racism and diversity committee. And I was the first chair of that committee. And I'm not sure it's chronological, but among the things we did was to raise over $4,000 for the radio station by holding a tennis tournament at McGregor Park, which is on the fringe of the Third Ward. We involved black and brown high schools in the tournament, as well as adults, and it was a highly successful event. We also had a conference downtown that involved...
Ted, you were doing good things. Okay. Right?
It involved programmers from the station, and we ended up getting a lot of positive feedback about some of the good things that were on the air of KPFT, and some things we needed to improve. But in the midst of all of this, a group of people, including Bob Mark, started coming to the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, and I think it was at the very beginning of one of the years where if you showed up for the first meeting, you could elect the chair, and they elected someone other than myself. It was a coup. And then, within a very short period of time, they shut the committee down. And it wasn't until about a year later, when Dwayne Lark became the chair of the board, that he decided to reinstate the committee and asked me to convene it. The committee voted to bring me back as chair once again. But during the period of time that Robert Mark was on the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, the only thing they accomplished was to kill the committee.
Why do you think that is? Why would this committee be killed?
Adriana?
I would really appreciate you asking him that question.
But you were doing good things and there was an opportunity to continue. Everyone was on board with it.
We were pointing out some of the things at the radio station that were lacking and that needed improvement. Among those that led to what Pat said a little earlier about the overwhelming whiteness of the board, we wanted things like the announcement of committee meetings and board meetings announced on the airwaves so that people in the black and brown community would know about the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee and other things that would have added to minority participation in KPFT. And by killing the committee, that ceased to be. And I must point out that I was not on the board the year that Dwayne Lark was called a boy. I was outside in the hallway when it happened, and so I was kind of not a part of the board at that time.
Thank you. I'm done. Bob?
Yeah. Ted, since its inception, how many years in a row were you the chairman of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee?
I don't remember.
Were you ever not, up until this year, the chair of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee?
I don't think anybody else wanted the task.
Okay. And you're male, since we're making a record, we should clarify. You're male, right?
I am.
This so-called coup that you refer to, wasn't the person that was elected a female?
A white female, if I
recall. Well, you're a white male, so towards the object of diversity, the committee moved a little bit further to diversity. Correct?
It was someone who wanted to support the idea of legitimizing the activities of the Israeli government. Nancy Henschel, if I recall correctly.
A Jewish lady.
Someone who converted and became a Jew. That is correct.
Okay. Now, at that time, was I not the chair of the board of directors? The LSB?
I would not dispute that.
Okay. Do you recall how many committees I sat on when I first became chair of the LSB?
No.
Would it surprise you to learn that I was a member of every committee with the exception of technology?
Objection? We've conceded that you've done great things, Mr. Mark.
No, that's not the point. The point is to cross-examine this witness because he implied a tone of racism, and the answers to these questions mitigate that tone.
Okay, Bob, ask the question, please.
So, that would it surprise you to learn that I was a member of every committee on the board with the exception of technology and whatever they call the house that takes the committee that takes care of the property?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me because as the chair of the board now, I find the amount of time that one has to invest in just working with the board so overwhelming that I cannot imagine, and that's why until KC was willing to step up after I attempted to get three other people to do so, to become the convener of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee, that is one of the reasons why the committee is just now reforming.
So you don't dispute my assertion that I was a member of every committee?
I don't see the relevance of it.
The implication was made that I somehow, as a part of a coup, came and participated in the ARDC committee.
Yeah, that's, you might have participated in other coups, but that doesn't mitigate the fact that you did participate in the meeting where people like Dwayne Lark and myself and others were outvoted, and where you participated in overtaking that committee without any previous experience on the committee.
Did I get myself to be chair?
You got Nancy to be chair.
Come to order, Jerry, Nick.
Okay. As the chair of the LSB, would you say I made a motion to get rid of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee?
The people that you were with the night that we met were a part of the group. As chair of the board, you cannot make motions, but you can certainly influence things prior to the meeting, and I would suggest you probably did.
Well, do you have any direct evidence of that?
I said I would suggest
you
probably did.
So you're speculating.
Well, that's what happened. Somebody that you were affiliated with, a bunch of us, after what happened that night, we left and did not participate in the committee any further. So I don't know what happened after that.
One final question. Do you not believe in democracy?
Lord.
You can strategize and overtake the committee, and that's what I think you did. I don't think that's a... If you think that's democracy, we have a very different impression of what democracy is.
Is it possible that the person that ended up being chair of the committee or the person that made the motion to get rid of the committee might have been the one that orchestrated that?
I would be very surprised if she did not consult with you.
I don't know why.
That's time.
Nobody ever consulted
That's
with me.
That's time. I have four questions. One is from the audience, and unfortunately, according to Robert's rules, I'm not allowed to take questions from the audience. For this one, I'm going to read it, and the board can... I shouldn't read it even? Okay. Sorry, audience member. You're out of order. The next question is, what has the ARDC accomplished this year when you were chair? Come to order. I'm going to ask you to leave, Teresa, if you can't come to order.
Do you want this?
What has the ARDC accomplished this year when you were chair of our LSB?
I already said we didn't accomplish anything this year. The committee has not been meeting this year. We had many difficulties when Dwayne Bradley was the general manager in getting our meetings announced or put on the website. And so it was a very difficult process.
Adriana.
To do the work of growing a committee. We now have a convener, but multiple efforts have been made on my part to get someone from the board or someone from the community to become the chair of the committee. And as I said, Casey is the third of three people, I think, that I had, one being my dear friend.
Okay, I'm going to read the next one, instead, if that's okay.
You're not on
time. I'm going to read this question. I don't think it's in order, but y'all can override me. Were you mad about not being chair of ARDC?
Right.
I think it's out of order. Who stands with the chair?
Yay? I could not hear with everyone talking.
I'm not going to read it again. I'm not going to waste our time. Can you lean to the people next to you because it's a waste of time? If you stand with the chair, vote yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you want to hear the question answered, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The question will not be... Did you vote, Jerry?
Yeah, I voted to hear the question.
Okay, that's 7. So we'll hear the question. Right. Were you mad about not being chair of ARDC?
The night that that Robert Mark participated in the coup? Yeah. Damn straight I was pissed. Yes. Very angry about the way it was done and...
Come to order, please, audience.
Was very happy that Dwayne Mark asked me to resume serving as the convener, and I was honored by the committee that they selected me to continue to serve once again as chair.
Next question. I'm not taking them right now. We're just asking questions. I'm going to ask this question. I'm not going to ask this question either. You can challenge me if you would like. Have you identified yourself in public as a self-hating Jew? Don't answer the question.
Why?
Is there a challenge to the chair?
Challenge to the chair.
Who would like...
The way it works
who,
is you
no.
motivate your
who
challenge.
Would support,
you who motivate
would,
your challenge.
Not in this context.
Why?
Who would support the chair in not asking this question?
You said it multiple times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay.
And
we are not answering that question.
Again. Let's get it on the record.
You're out of order, Jim.
On the record.
Madam Chair.
Kevin answered this is peacefully.
I'm going to ask you to leave, Jim, if you can't stay in order.
Yeah. He's been disrupting you ever since we started.
Order. Quiet. I'm trying to read.
No points of order.
I can't read this. I'm going to do my best. How many town... I'm not going to ask it again. How many town hall meetings... How many presented of minority community... Did you bring to ARDC? I'm not going to ask this question. Who would like me to ask? Who would like to uphold the chair and not ask the question? I'm not repeating anything. Pay attention. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Who wants the question answered? 1, 2, 3. 4, 5. It is not answered. How much time would you like for a rebuttal? None, Bob?
I just have a couple of brief questions.
Give me minutes. How many minutes would you like? 2 minutes. Okay.
Had you stated that the committee was reinstated during the presidency or the chairmanship of Mr. Lark, Reverend Lark? What exactly was that?
It was the year that Amy Goodman came to town and spoke at a church in the Fifth Ward, which was an outgrowth of the reestablishment of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. A member who attended our meetings was in charge of that church and provided us with that facility for free.
Can you narrow it down to a year?
I don't want to be obstructionist, but what's the relevance?
Objection relevant. What's the relevant to the charges?
What's the relevance of this question? The issue has been raised that somehow this is an effective committee. And yet, Dwayne Lark was chair at least 2 years, I think 2015.
I'm going to rule that this isn't relevant to the charges at hand.
Well, this whole line of questioning is not relevant
are
to the
challenging,
charges.
Are you challenging the chair?
I am challenging the ruling of the chair.
Who would like to support the chair in saying that this line of questioning is not relevant to the charges at hand and we should move on?
Here.
Please vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who would like the questions asked? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The questions will not be asked. You're not on the board, sir. I'm sorry. Do you have more questions, Bob?
Is there any fairness here? I'm not allowed to cross-examine a witness who has been called about something that has nothing to do with these charges?
This is his temper.
You challenged the chair and we voted. Do you have any more questions for Ted? You have 10 seconds.
No, I have no questions for this witness.
Adrian, you have 2 minutes.
Ted, do you feel like you're on trial right now?
Come to order.
I think there's an effort to diffuse the attention away from the Nazi salute and the behaviors that surround that salute that reinforce that it's not just a salute, but it's a pattern of behavior.
Thank you, Ted. No further questions.
I object.
Thank
this
you,
testimony
Ted.
Has been limited to the Nazi salute. I wouldn't have asked him any
then
questions.
Then you should have objected at the time.
Come to order, both of you. Adrian, do you have another witness?
I do. Nick, please.
Nick? Deep breaths, everyone. Let's get it together.
Madam Chair, could you ask the witnesses to give their names?
Adrian, I'll leave it up to the councils if you'll just ask that, please. That would help.
Nick.
Yes, Nick Cooper.
Nick Cooper. Did you ever receive an email from Mr. Mark, and can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, there was a movement that we had to try to get KPFT to sign on to the BDS boycott of Israel, and we felt that other radio stations and community groups had done it, and it would be great for KPFT to join in, and it was quite controversial. A bunch of people kind of from outside came in and protested, whatever. So when we were discussing that, Robert Mark wrote to me and others, it was on an email list. And I'm quoting, "I should tell you that there is some concern that support for BDS is grounded in the very real fear that it is thinly veiled anti-Semitism." And I felt that equating BDS with anti-Semitism is kind of a form of red banning. It would be like saying anti-war is communism or something like that. It's implying that we are not involved in BDS for genuine peace and justice issues, but because we're racist, or that we appear racist.
No further questions?
I have no questions from... Thank you.
Madam Chair.
I'm gonna rule this question out of order as it relates to another question, and it seems manipulative to get me to ask the question. I'm gonna read it out loud first, Jim. It says, "Did Ted identifying as a self-hating Jew help you with BDS and KPFT?" Please vote if you would like to stand with me and not have him answer this question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Who would like to hear the question heard? 1. As someone who wants to get out of here early, you're not really doing your job there, sir. Are there any other questions from the board? How much time would you like for rebuttal? 1 minute?
Thank you, Ted.
No.
Two minutes?
2 or 3?
3 minutes.
Point of order.
Right now?
What rebuttal? I didn't ask any questions.
You didn't have any questions. I asked you, and then I asked questions from the board.
So what's your rebuttal?
Go ahead.
What do you feel about the situation right now as a listener member?
I'm very upset about the situation at KPFT, of course, and I feel that it is important that we kind of... not marginalized members of marginalized communities, and usually not a member of a marginalized community is somebody that is white looking, but at the same time, within kind of Jewish groups, that the number of people that support BDS, the number of Jews that are critical of Israel is very small. So, I mean, in some ways, it's kind of a marginal community or whatever. And we constantly hear that thing like, oh, you're anti-Semitic, you're self-hating Jews, or if we make a joke about being self-hating Jews, we are attacked for that.